So the epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject therefore to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of the good. For so it is the will of God, that by doing well, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said one to another, what is this that he saith to us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We know not what he speaketh. And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she had brought forth the child, she remembered no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. Please be seated. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, this Mass gives to us the understanding and the idea that we are on a journey, that we are pilgrims in this world. This world is not our destination. It is a mere stepping stone to the next. God gives us this life to prove to him our love, our desire to serve him. And we do that as these pilgrims, as wayfarers. Pilgrims because this is not our home. We think about the idea of a pilgrimage. We set out to go to a holy place, a shrine, in order to give glory to God. And so if we have the grace, the opportunity to go on different pilgrimages, obviously here we have the pilgrimage to the Mother Cabrini Shrine, that in walking those 50 miles, it is meant for us to give glory to God. Yes, to repair for the sins of our own soul, sins of the world around us. But it is also for us to go and to give honor and glory to God. So that is why the Church also gives us this understanding that we are pilgrims in this world. Pilgrims to give the glory and the honor to God that is his due. And then we are on our way. We are meant to spend this life to go to heaven. And so then God gives to us all the opportunities, the graces to help us on that path. Because granted, yes, there are times that we fall from that path. We lose sight of the way that God has set for us. But we see in the collect that the Mass reminds us of how God returns us to that path of justice when we go astray. That God will lead us back to that path. And that is what we do see as the benefits of the sacraments, the benefit of daily Mass, the schools. These are the means that God gives to us to fortify us, to help us, to keep us on that right path. And so, yes, when we stray, we need to be brought back. When we lose our way, and so we see also in the gospel account these famous words of our Lord, in a little while you will not see me, and again a little while you shall see me. He is mentioning to the apostles that they are meant to see Almighty God, as all of us are. And that is what we are working toward. That is what, as pilgrims, we are trying to get to see God for all eternity. And so as the wayfarers in this life, we will have our sorrows, our crosses, our trials. It is something that our Lord mentions. You shall lament and weep, but the world around you shall rejoice. Rejoice in what? They're rejoicing in their comforts of life, their pleasures. And we may have our struggles, our difficulties. But it's almost that our Lord is consoling us and saying, well, don't worry. These things are a means to help you then to reach that end. That the accepting of the different crosses and trials, they will help you. And so that is why then the work of the salvation of souls, it is a work of the mystical body of Christ. It is a work that we all share in, whether through our example, whether through encouragement, through our prayers, our sacrifices. And that is then the work of a parish. And so that is why then when we look and see this understanding of a pilgrimage, and we can make that analogy with the pilgrimage that we do make as a parish, that it is a group effort. And that is why that I think it runs so well. Because there is that work of a lot of different people. Some behind the scenes, the water truck, the food that is brought to all of the different sites, the organization of it, the spiritual aspect of it. And so we unite as a parish to make that pilgrimage. I mean, whether you can walk the 50 miles or not, as I mentioned before, it depends on what spirit you bring. And just this understanding, this idea of this spirit. And that's why St. Paul, or St. Peter in the epistle, it is mentioned the good works that we do, that through those good works, that others may behold that in you. And so it helps us to see this work is a group effort. This work to try to help us to see and understand that we have our crosses, our trials, our hurdles that we must keep jumping over. that just as we think that we've cleared one, well, another comes up. But the encouragement is there from God. Through the blessings, the graces that He gives to us, that is what will help us get over each of the hurdles. As I mentioned, it is a tribute to your sacrifices and your prayers to then have a priory established here. And then from that, the school continues to grow. And from that, we see the work with the playground equipment. It was something that very much impressed me. We had that goal in mind. We saw what we needed to do for the good of the children, to give them something to play on. And we united as a parish, and we were able to put that up in a half a day. And so we are fully capable of that through God's graces. And so as the hurdles seem getting taller and taller, it just means that we have to continue to work with God's grace. And that is why then we made the novena to St. Joseph to help us with this project, if you remember that. The novena that we ended on his feast day, to ask for that help. To ask for the help from the patron of the universal church. And so I encourage you to think and to pray that yet we have our sorrows in this life, we lament them at times, but God is showing to us that as pilgrims, if we continue on the right path, the blessings will be there. If we continue to work together, God will bless the parish. As I say, we can see the blessings by the growth in the parish and in the school. We have to continue that work. We have to keep striving, keep going, because we are pilgrims. We will not cease to be pilgrims until we reach our destination. And that destination is heaven. So very clearly, we can do the work through the grace of God. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. What a consolation. What a blessing for us. That we can accomplish the impossible through God's grace. And that is what we must continue to work toward. So as I say, I encourage you to pray and to think of what we can do to sacrifice together. And leave you with the words of our Lord that is a true consolation to us. And so he talks about how the sorrows will then turn to joy. He says, "Your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.